Yeah, any time you beat Boys is a good victory. They're a proper side, physically and football-wise, and they're both there tonight. Yeah, we were delighted to win, a little bit disappointed with the couple of injuries that looked like they might be long-term. That's probably the only maybe downside of it. But maybe you can't have it anyway, you know. Like we for once had a panel that is bigger than it normally is, and I mean, we're worried about keeping them happy, and then after tonight, our few bodies down for the next month maybe, and it won't be a matter of keeping them happy, it'll be a matter of getting these lads back to take their place whenever they come back, you know.
Yeah, because you ran the bench all day tonight, you had a very strong and experienced substitutes bench tonight, so you did have options, but already those options are going to be tested to the limit.
Yeah, it's probably the only good side of it is there's not as many midweek games initially in the league at this side of the season where there normally is, and it might get us trying to get the likes of Ryan Conley back, but it'll be long term. It's not in the next couple of weeks, you know, and that's the lone side. But as I said to you, had we lost 1-0 and that had happened, and when you're down there that does happen. But look, we won the first game last year against Sligo, and we didn't win another game till August, albeit with a break, you know. But we need to try and pick up a few more points initially to try and see where we're at, because it'll be tight going, and there's no point in saying anything different that way, you know.
Aside from the victory, Ollie, what pleased you the most about that performance tonight?
Probably the character of it, like the way we defended. We defended very deep. They came at us in ways and waves. Like they're a proper side, Germany. Like they're, you know, there are proper sides in it. The math have been told that Langford won tonight. Doesn't surprise me in the least. There's no side here. Probably the people look at us as being the easy side to play. You know, there's no easy game in it. And I think, you know, maybe, look, we'll see where we're at the end of the year. But certainly the 3 points we got at the start of last year against Sligo stood to us at the end. But we need to go to Dundalk, who, you know, you're playing against up there in the Asset Turf. We got a draw there last year for the first time in God knows how long, 20, 25 years, I don't know. We need to try and get something out of it, because that point last year probably kept us in the division.
Yeah. Tell me, the performance of Big Siddiqui at centre-half was probably one of the outstanding factors of that game tonight.
Yeah, he's come back. He took him a while last year. He started great last year, and then it took him a while after we started in August to get back to the pace. He's come back in good nick. He did his work in the off-season, and he showed that there tonight. But, like, he's going to have to win 30 headers in Dundalk next week, maybe 30. You know, like, and if he misses one of them, that's the standard that it's at. Like, we ran a look a bit there tonight. You know, David Webster got caught at the back post. He was very, very good tonight. But, you know, when I think it was young Burton or Thomas Alua drove it across the penalty area, and we needed that bit of rub of the green, but we need to get better, and that tonight won't keep us in the division, Dermot. We need to get better, because, yeah, Boas are right up there, but tell me who isn't, you know. There's no easy game.
Tell me, a word on the goal, well taken by Adam Foley.
Yeah.
Pounced on a mistake and made them pay.
Yeah, he took it well, to be fair to him. He left off, or started where he's left off at the end of last year. We need him to do that. He played his part, and Sean came on for him, and you know, we'll obviously have to manage it. You know, we can't run the risk of losing any more bodies in the next week or two, with two out there, you know, for the next month probably. But Adam took it well, yeah. But he needs to do that. He scored a couple of goals at the end of last year. It took him a while to get going last year, but he needs to kick on from that now and see can we make it difficult in Dundalk? Can we pick up a massive point that we did last year? You know, the other times in Dundalk we've got trouncings. You know, and there's no reason to say that mightn't happen again if we're not right. But look, we'll enjoy tonight and see where we're at on Monday.